Welcome to Pope's Peeps, a St. Anthony of Padua podcast. This show is written and produced by the students of St. Anthony of Padua School, where we explore faith, learning, and the world around us. Join us as we share stories, interviews, and insights from our school community. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Pope's Peeps, the podcast where we talk about saints and Catholic stuff. I'm Austin, and today we've got Connor, Tommy, and Hunter.
Hey.
Cowabunga, dudes.
Yo, what's good, guys?
Okay, so today's episode is going to be crazy, because we're talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and we're matching them up with Catholic saints. If the Turtles had patron saints, who would they be? Let's find out.
All right, first up, we've got Leonardo, the leader. He's all about discipline, strategy, and keeping the team on track. Austin, who's his saint match?
So Leo is basically St. Ignatius of Loyola. St. Ignatius was a soldier who could fight very well like Leo. Then he became a leader of the Jesuits, just like how Leo was the leader of the Ninja Turtles.
Okay, hold on. So let me get this right. He was a warrior and a priest? If that's true, I think that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, imagine if Leonardo started a religious order, the Society of the Ninja Turtles.
Okay, but seriously, St. Ignatius was a real leader. Just like Leo. He kept people focused and disciplined, which is exactly what Leo does for the turtles.
Alright, next up is Michelangelo, the funniest turtle. Tommy, who's his saint?
Easy, St. Philip Neri. This guy was like the class clown of saints. He used humor, jokes, and pranks to teach people about God. He wanted faith to be joyful, just like Mikey.
Okay, so could you say he was a holy goofball?
Pretty much. He would even make fun of himself just to keep from getting too prideful. One time, he shaved half his beard just to look ridiculous, so people wouldn't take him too seriously.
Yo, that's actually genius. Imagine Mikey doing that to mess with the Foot Clan.
I feel like Michelangelo would totally be best friends with St. Philip Neri. They'd just be cracking jokes all the time.
Now we've got my guy, Donatello, the brains of the group, and his saint is St. Albert the Great.
Wait, what makes him so great? Was he, like, super strong?
Nope. He was super smart. He knew everything. Philosophy, science, theology, you name it. He was even the teacher of St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the greatest Catholic minds ever.
So basically, Donatello would have loved this guy.
Exactly. St. Albert loved learning and inventing things, just like Donnie does all the time with his tech.
So if Donatello lived back then, he'd be in a monastery making medieval gadgets?
Dude, like, absolutely. He'd be making robot horses or something. Alright, last but definitely not least, we have Raphael, the tough, hot-headed turtle. Hunter, who's his saint?
Oh man, this one is a good one. Raphael's saint is easily Saint Jerome, because this guy had a temper. Like, bro, he got mad over the smallest of things.
Wait, wasn't he the guy who translated the Bible?
Yeah, but he was also kind of savage. He would roast people if they were wrong about theology or the Bible. He was like, nope, you're dumb, and here's why. And if he lived today, he'd probably be one of those angry people online sending angry tweets.
So Raphael is basically the Ninja Turtle version of a holy keyboard warrior?
Pretty much, but deep down, St. Jerome really did love God and wanted people to know the truth. Just like Raph cares about his family, even though he acts tough.
Those are actually crazy matches. So we've got Leo as St. Ignatius, Mikey as St. Philip Neri, Donnie as St. Albert the Great, and Raph as St. Jerome. That's a legendary saint squad. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode. Hope you guys had fun learning about these saints in a totally, hopefully, not boring way. If you could pick a saint to match with a superhero or cartoon character, who would it be?
And don't forget, if you lose your headphones, your homework, or your pet turtle, pray to St. Anthony of Padua. He's the OG finder of lost things.
Wait, we should definitely do an episode on him next.
Only if we can call it the lost episode.
I love it. All right, see you guys next time on Pope's Peeps. Stay holy.
Thanks for listening to Pope's Peeps, a St. Anthony of Padua podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something new. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. If you'd like to learn more about our parish or school, you can find us at saparish.com. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep living out your faith. God bless.